the net. Up to the task, Victoria lashed a wickedly angled return. St. John dove for the ball but came up empty, just like she always seemed to when she played Victoria. They had played each other dozens of times over the years, first in the junior ranks and now in the pros. St. John had yet to record a victory. Their latest encounter was no different.
"Game, set, match, Vasilyeva," the chair umpire said. "Vasilyeva wins 2 sets to love.
Victoria's stern game face vanished the instant the ball passed out of St. John's reach. She squealed in delight and tossed her racket high in the air as the crowd roared its approval. On the other side of the net, and the other end of the spectrum, St. John lay on her back and stared at the night sky. Chances to win Grand Slam singles titles, to etch your name in the annals of sports history, didn't come along every day. Some players went their entire careers without ever reaching a Grand Slam final. She had made it in her first year, but she had blown her opportunity. Would it be her only one? Victoria leaped across the net and helped St. John to her feet. "I'm sorry it had to be you," she said, draping an arm across St. John's shoulder. Her once impenetrable Russian accent was so slight, it was almost undetectable. Years of living in the States made her sound like a native, not a visitor. "It sucks to make it this far and lose, but at least I lost to a better player. You deserved it. Congratulations."
"Thanks, St. John. That means a lot, coming from you."
St. John plastered on a smile she forced to remain in place throughout the seemingly endless trophy presentation. She didn't want her dissatisfaction with her loss to detract from Victoria's joy over her win. Victoria had finally lived up to the expectations that had been heaped on her since she was 7, when her parents had sold everything they owned to buy 3 tickets from Moscow to Orlando, Florida, so she could train at an elite tennis academy. She had finally made their sacrifice a success instead of a foolish gamble. She had earned the right to enjoy the moment. St. John remembered to thank all the sponsors during her runner-up speech, and she tried to look happy when a string of bigwigs presented Victoria with a check for $1 million, the keys to a new Lexus, and the silver trophy most players would give an eye tooth to hold aloft. When she reached the locker room, St. John afforded herself the luxury of a good cry. Victoria, showered and changed and on her way to a press conference, paused to offer a few words of consolation.
"We used to dream about this when we were kids," she said, sitting next to her. "Remember when we were at the academy and we would pretend our practice sessions were the finals of Wimbledon or the U.S. Open?"
St. John nodded. "You always won those sessions, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised you won this one, too." The women's tennis tour was as cutthroat as any big business, but some players allowed themselves to cultivate friendships, making a life largely spent on the road a little less lonely. St. John and Victoria had known each other since they were teenagers. Even though Victoria was 2 years younger, she had more experience as a professional. She had joined the tour shortly after her 16th birthday. St. John had completed 3 years of college before turning pro. While St. John had worried about class loads and keg parties, Victoria had fretted over ranking points and endorsement opportunities. St. John was the late bloomer. Victoria was the prodigy. Now she had gone from being a phenom to a champion. St. John was still waiting for her chance to do the same. Victoria rested her chin on St. John's shoulder.
"Let me buy you dinner," she said, twirling one of St. John's dreadlocks around her finger. "Would that make you feel better?"
"I thought it was my turn to pay." Grinning, Victoria fanned herself with her victor's check.
"I think I can afford it better than you can."
St. John dried her eyes. "In that case, let's find the most expensive restaurant in town."
"How about my hotel? The room service is excellent, and I wouldn't have to share you with anyone."
"Except for your parents and your agent and your coach and your trainer, and not tonight. Tonight, the only person I want to celebrate with is you." Victoria trailed her fingertips across St. John's forearm, causing the fine hairs to